This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd's Gun Stocks. Took the shotgun out, and the Boyd's Gun Stock worked beautifully. The problem came up when the 20 or 30 year old shotgun, whatever it is, one of the parts actually finally gave way because we were running it mercilessly. So we got to take it out again. Oh no! But the Boyd's Gun Stock part of it, that really helped with the length of pull. And the comb that made that whole shooting of that. And I was shooting a heavy load, too. It was kicking me like I don't know what. But the Boyd's Gunstock made it better. Check them out. Boydsgunstocks.com. Now then. I'm concerned about the mindset of the leftists. Because right now we have these things that they just think are natural to happen. I'll tell you a couple things that is great about being part of humankind. Because we engineered bicycles. And the thing about a bicycle is your parts need to work together with each other in harmony, not against each other and against the natural order of things, which produces harmony. The same is true of a society. But the societal bicycle model is like the wheels are turning in opposite directions when it's trying to roll down the street. And I'll give you a headline that should cause everybody to go, this is one of these things that make you go, Trans cyclist slams bigots after winning female world championship. A bicycle race for women only was won by a man. Now, you got transgender women competing in mixed martial arts as well, and I mean, they are beating the living crap out of the women they're fighting, but, you know, so this should surprise nobody, at least no one who understands that men and women are different from each other. The man got into the bicycle race for women because he had had surgery to make him appear to be a woman, a facade that the modern leftists are eager to believe is valid. He woke up one morning feeling, you know, singing that Shania Twain song, Man, I Feel Like a Woman. Despite the ideology involved, he remains man enough to use his male musculature to outmuscle women in a sporting event. The woman who finished in third place, Jennifer Wagner, is filing a complaint with the sponsoring authority and seeking to change the rules to make the event in the future more fair to women. The man, who goes by the name Rachel McKinnon, is in turn complaining that the attempt to change the rules is a form of bigotry against men who have undergone, his words, not mine, or, well, let's put it in my words, who have undergone voluntary surgical mutilation, but he would say sex reassignment. So who's the victim here? Now, you know, if we're going to have these categories, why don't we just have a, since we're playing identity politics here, why don't we just have a transgendered women-only bike race? And let the men who become women race each other. That's sporting. But the victim here, according to the website advocate.com, the faux female is. Anyone who complains about a male overpowering genetic females in a sporting event is guilty of a form of bigotry that they call transphobia, which is a new word that didn't exist not too many years ago. We used to call this, anyway, we'll get to that in a minute. The name makes no literal sense, and the term transphobic is used to label me and you, who do not accept men that want to be women and women who say they are men. McKinnon's win is not the only example of men winning against female athletes in the bike racing category. Another race, the Washington Times reported in November 2016 that Jillian Bearden became the first transgender athlete to win El Tour de Tucson in southern Arizona on that Saturday, completing the 106-mile course with a time of 4 hours, 36 minutes, 7.71 seconds. I'd like to know who came in second place and what their time was, because it's probably going to be quite a bit slower. Now, for people that put themselves through this, and make no mistake, they're putting themselves through this. And along the way, they're putting us through it, too. But first and foremost, they're putting themselves through it. They have to live in their own head. And I feel bad for them. I feel genuine sorrow for these guys, because they're afflicted with a terrible disorder that makes them feel as if they are the opposite sex. But the question should be, what is the best way of dealing with the disorder? Is it by disfiguring yourself? No, that's not the answer. The problem is not below your neck. It's in your brain. There's part of the brain that identifies each of us with our sexual identity. And in some people, that function has gone terribly wrong. A similar dysfunction is called body integrity identity disorder. And this is where some people look at their limbs, their legs, their arms, as an unwanted growth. And they experience an overwhelming need to amputate the body part. One woman blinded herself over it. Another injured her legs so severely that surgeons had to amputate them. We should not be condoning the act of amputating a healthy limb, even when the patient demands it. Nor should we condone so-called sex reassignment surgery to satisfy the extreme urge of a man to appear as a woman, or vice versa. Inventing a right to be recognized as something that you're not is not, you know, does not violate the right of the people who object. It does violate the people who object to it. It's not violating any rights of the people that want to do it. It's already an actionable civil violation to address someone by a sex title that he rejects. So to require taxpayer money to be spent on sex change surgery is a violation of the rights of people who pay those taxes. So further enforcement is no doubt already being considered, including the right of the government to identify supposedly transgender children and without their parents' consent or even knowledge to subject them to hormones and surgery to transition them. Because, you know, according to certain parts of government, it does take a village after all. So they would, I mean, did you just catch what I said? There's many out there that think it's okay that if your children have a gender issue going on the way they identify, to let them take hormones and then operate on them to transition them without your knowledge or your consent. And we don't have social medicine. We don't have single payer health care. But this is a tenet of social health care, of a single payer, where they completely take the rights of a parent away. And while this may sound like a bridge too far for ordinary people, the radical left doesn't know any limits except those that they impose upon you. So these are the people that want to take over the House, the Senate, the presidency. How do you feel about that? What are you thinking about that? I mean, I would love to know. I know how I feel about it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Let me tell you, one of the problems I thought I was going to have with the shotgun was the forehead. I thought the Boyd's Gun Stock forehead would be slick. And it is an interesting way they've done that, because it's almost texturized, although it, I don't know how to put it. When I finally put the video out on this, watch how easy it is to shuck it as we're running up and down the range and letting it go down range. But, first we got to fix the parts that have nothing to do with the Boyd's Gun Stock. But that's all right, because the Boyd's Gun Stock performs superbly. But check them out, BoydsGunStocks.com. New York Times columnist, and I'm not kidding. I'm not making up his last name. His name is Charles Blow. Delivers a genuine polemic, like a warlike speech, in reaction to the confirmation of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Apart from the usual declaration of hostility, in the title of the piece, it concludes with this admonition to the leftist foot soldier: stop thinking you're in a skirmish when you're in a war. In elucidating the war to which he refers, he explains that Kavanaugh is just one part of a much larger plan by conservatives to fundamentally change the American political structure so that it enshrines and protects white male power even after America's changing demographics and mores move away from that power. And for those conservatives, Trump is just a useful idiot, a temporary anomaly. His reference to conservatives trying to change fundamentally the American political structure is a lot disingenuous. A lot disingenuous. First of all, we have an immigration system in place and put together by a bunch of white guys and some other people, to be sure. But, while they're out there saying, well, it's always about a bunch of white guys, then know that a bunch of white guys put this immigration system in place. And they also know that it needs to be refined and redone. It's not going to be what they want it to be, which is complete open borders, no process, no nothing. But, But who's really trying to affect the fundamental transformation of the nation, in the words of a former president, and who is trying to preserve its venerable tradition and foundation? Well, that would be Obama that was trying to transform it. The present reality that Blow would hold inviolate, he calls America's changing demographics and later the statistical eventuality of an altered racial majority. And this change is, in Blow's mind, somehow the status quo ante. And anything that obstructs it seems to him radical and pernicious, perhaps. And Blow therefore decries extreme measures on illegal immigration and even the efforts to dramatically slash legal immigration. Now, his idea that legal immigration was being slashed comes from the lottery. And Blow cites a study that Pew Research Center did where they noted that most lottery visas went to Africans, while the number awarded to Europeans and Asians, who get lumped in with the African, the European category, has decreased. So anyone objecting to the lottery visa system on the grounds that, you know, maybe it makes no sense to admit people arbitrarily and without regard to their qualification or possible threat to national security, really seeks to preserve the American white majority against the statistical eventuality for as long as possible. So if you get his position and then you strip away all the euphemisms, what you come away with is that a white majority in this country is immoral. And then it's no longer a question of minority rights. Being in the minority is oppression then. And it is time at last for the oppressor and the oppressed to change places, not for any reason that we can see or ascertain, maybe in the name of social justice, I don't know. And if, after the population becomes majority non-white, and the government does not follow, well, we all know what that's called. They would call that apartheid. And would some further adjustment on the South African model not be required? So the statistical eventuality is actually more than a mere anthropological phenomenon. Like the migration of Asiatic people across the former land bridge, you know, from Siberia to North America, and, you know, thus causing the Inuits, right? It undertakes the character of God's will from a biblical perspective, or of history's dictate and momentum for the more relevant Marxist one. So, if you were to take millions of Europeans, however, and ask them to go down and take over Nigeria, you know, immigrate to Nigeria, waving the flag of diversity and changing the racial majority there would be a different matter altogether. This would be called racism or colonialism or imperialism or some other ism, and or absolutely regressive, which brings us to the wrong side of history. So back to the Kavanaugh nomination. They like the old white man and everything else, and everybody there accusing Kavanaugh was white. So how was that racist? What did race have to do with it? Mr. Blow had a response to Leonard Leo, who said, he basically is saying that the Constitution is not legitimate because it was written by a bunch of slave owners. But I mean, Lincoln, when he in his speech on the Dred Scott decision, threw out all the rationalization of the Supreme Court and said that slavery was doomed. When the Constitution was written, it was always meant to be extinct. So, despite the absence of armed conflict, the Constitution, the way of life it upholds, is under attack. And we who value them are appointed their defenders, if only in the small ways available to most of us. And we're appointed by the times in which we live, and by our obligation to those who came before us and gave us what we have. And the solace of quietude in the private life would be completely blown out of our face if Mr. Charles Blow and his like prevail on the war on which they are set and intend to wage against us. We'll be right back. This is Luck and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
USA Radio News.
Thousands of migrants from various countries in Central America are moving closer and closer to the United States, even though President Trump has said he'd dispatch the military should they reach the U.S. border. Former White House Chief of Staff John Sununu joined Fox News to talk about some of the immigration laws that need to be changed.
This is the result of a mishmash of immigration laws. The Democrats have seen the mishmash of the laws as an advantage to them.
Turkey's president vowed to go into detail in a major speech Tuesday on the findings of his country's investigation into the death of Saudi writer Jamil Khashoggi, amid mounting international skepticism over the Saudi government's latest claim that the dissident journalist died in a chaotic fistfight. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner joined CNN and has some advice for the Saudis.
To be fully transparent, the world is watching. This is a very, very serious accusation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. California. This is what we're getting, a good object lesson. If you want to see why you shouldn't vote for Democrats, look at California. Because California is our new pestilence capital. For example, there's the latest news of a typhus outbreak among 64 of the homeless in L.A. County, according to The Guardian. They write Los Angeles officials have pledged hundreds of thousands of dollars and created a dedicated task force to fight an outbreak of typhus as a city of glittering wealth grapples with a disease linked to intense poverty. We're deploying every available resource to help control and stop this outbreak, said Alex Komisar, press secretary for L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti. Many of these resources have focused on the city's large homeless population, considered most at risk for contracting the flea-borne illness. This news follows San Diego County's sub-distinction as the nation's hepatitis capital, again a product of its homeless population, killing 20 and infecting 600, which was reported late last year. Apparently there have been more cases since the press claimed they got it all cleaned up. Then there's another account. A newly detected hepatitis A case prompted a public warning from the county health department Friday. Health and Human Services agency officials recommend vaccination for anyone who lived at the Volunteers of America Renaissance Treatment Center in National City from June 19th through June 21st because a client who was at the facility on those dates recently tested positive for the viral infection that can damage the liver if left untreated. Then there's San Francisco. A city so covered in the excrement of homelessness, it has 16,000 feces-related complaints from the public, complete with suitcases and trash bags full of excrement, decorating its city streets. The city now employs poop patrols as their solution to the problem. It has undoubtedly created a massive public health problem in the closely packed, densely populated city, things that city officials don't talk about. One writer, one conservative writer who is from San Francisco and loves San Francisco, now says the city is so gross it'll make you cry. It didn't used to be this bad in California. The economy is Trumpian, so it's not the economy. California, after all, does have a 4.1% unemployment rate, not as good as the rest of the country, but certainly a figure that the Obama economy could only dream of. But it didn't used to be this blue of a state, and it's quite likely that there's a connection to all of this. Lefty governments have long had permissive policies toward homelessness and illegal immigration, culminating in the naming of all of its top cities as sanctuary cities. They've also failed to do anything to end homelessness other than throw money at the problem. And the dynamics have been simple. More homelessness, more bureaucrats to serve them, and more bureaucrats always create a bigger, more powerful, and less accountable state. So homelessness, like illegal immigration, is de facto encouraged because the state benefits from the homelessness. So instead of instituting vagrancy laws or institutionalizing people who are long-term drug problems, at a minimum, just getting them off the street, the state feeds them by feeding more bureaucrats. As economist Thomas Sowell would note, you can have all the poverty that you'd like to pay for. And the Californians are paying a lot right now. And the evidence of it is in the pestilence that's growing. There have even been stray reports of cholera, which is right in there with other types of pestilence never seen in the state until the Democrats took over. And the bottom line is that the Democrats have no interest in ending homelessness except if they can benefit from it. And that's why money shoveling is trumping the public's need for public health. Living homeless goes hand in hand with pestilence, and it's no way for anyone to live. But until they put an actual stop to it, regardless of the feelings of the homeless themselves, it's just going to get more intolerable. Waiting for the next pestilence to arrive in the meantime. Is it, you know, in some cases, like in San Francisco, for example, if you're at a hotel in San Francisco, and, you know, I would, one of the things I would love to do, I don't know if I could do it, but like bike riding in San Francisco is supposed to be great, or at least it was. I like to ride those hills, preferably down. But I'd like to ride those hills. I'd like to ride those streetcars. I'd like to go to the Tenderloin District in the Haight-Ashbury and all these historic areas there just to feel what it might have been like back in the days of Dirty Harry, you know, 48 Hours, all those movies, all those great movies that were filmed there. It's a great backdrop. It's a beautiful place. Bullet, Steve McQueen, he was there. So all this stuff in play that's happening right now, this has made it almost like a demilitarized zone. Right now in San Francisco, you'll have a bunch of homeless square up and go to war with each other as best they can. You'll have hallways underground. You'll have underground hallways, and there where they get their free hypodermics, they'll be shooting up their heroin. But don't worry, they've got a nice clean hypodermic to do it with, and then that way you don't have to worry about any hepatitis and any of this other stuff. It's all beautiful. So, this being what it is, they've got all these systems in place to try to maintain the status quo. How are they going to reverse this? Because inevitably, they will have to do something about this. Because sooner or later, all of these places maintain having a government and everything by taxing residents. And if you drive the residents out, like you already have with most of the middle class in California, Who's going to pay the bill? All you will have left is the homeless, the illegal immigrants, and the government. So who's going to cover the bills when that happens? If they don't do something about it, they will simply cease. They will cease operating. They'll cease to exist. They will cease having a government. They will fall into anarchy. Right now, I imagine what would happen right now with all this homelessness and pestilence and everything going on if an earthquake hit in San Francisco. In addition to losing the services they still have, you've got all of this stuff that is going to go completely unchecked. Think of what's going to break out then. What kind of crazy mutated diseases are going to come from that? This is the utopian world that they see for me and you. And, of course, there's no guns involved in that because why should we need to defend ourselves in the utopia, right? Everybody take a long, hard look at California. Wherever you are, unless you're in California. I know there's parts of California where this is not happening, but in all those big population centers, which is taking it so deep blue, yeah, that's what's happening there. So it's beautiful. The weather I hear is tremendous, but it's the pestilence capital of the world. Having middle ages type disease like cholera coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. I was completely... The loads I was shooting heavy loads on the shotgun, but the part the gun sock was supposed to do was perfect. Then the 30-year-old parts gave way. So, no big deal. No big deal. We handled that. We'll handle that. We'll get it back. Get it back exactly the way it needs to be. But check them out. Boydsgunstocks.com. Now then. This may shock you, but I care less that a bunch of foreign barbarians killed a foreign barbarian supporter in a foreign country than I do about an illegal alien foreign barbarian here in America killing Americans. I care a lot less about that. And this is an example of my, and maybe your, wrong thinking. It's so bad. It's so bad. But guilty. I'm guilty. I reject the elite's fussy paradigm of things that we must pretend matter. And I'm exercising my right not to get exercised over yet another outrage ginned up by people who are determined to manipulate me. It just ain't happening. It just ain't happening. All right, I'm not going to. I'm not letting it happen. Anyway. So, the elite thinks that they have some sort of Gaia-given right to demand that we join in their endless series of two-minute hates about the outrage du jour. But when you woke up, you don't have to partake in that. So this isn't happening either. We don't care about the climate scam, or illegal aliens being sad about having to leave, or their cheesy charges about conservative jurists. It's all a lie, and it's all a scam, and we know it. Do you notice how believing all women sure stopped being a thing the second that Kegmeister Kavanaugh got confirmed? Isn't that right, Sherrod Pimp Hand Brown? In the current convulsion, our moral and intellectual betters who make up our glorious elite are in a very fake frenzy because third world thugs are acting like third world thugs. Because Khashoggi was a journalist called, doggone it. Journalists are special. He wrote for the Washington Post, so he matters. Not like Kate Steinle, who was just some American girl who got in the way of a bullet fired by an illegal alien who had the elite insured was not deported. Everyone got mad, and then let's cut loose on our ally, Saudi Arabia, which happens to be the long-term policy goal of the same leftist elite pushing this crisis. Weird how that works, isn't it? And how dare you mention that Khashoggi cavorted with Hamas and the Al-Qaeda types and generally loved radical Islam and hated America. Now, this does not mean that I'm pro-chopping up our political opponents, which I only feel the need to state because some willfully obtuse lib jerk is going to claim that my refusal to freak out over bad people acting exactly like bad people act means I support chopping up political opponents. Chopping up political opponents is generally sort of a bad thing. And I will not hold my breath waiting for the left to, for example, cancel their holidays in Havana because the Castro clan has butchered tens of thousands of people for preferring freedom to tyranny. Because leftist outrage is super selective. It only exists when there's a related leftist policy goal it can support. And as the Steinle family found out, it never exists where it risks disrupting our elite's preferred narrative. I don't care about the Khashoggi caper because I see no reason to join in the faux shock that foreigners are terrible or that the Saudis are so especially terrible that we must abandon a crucial ally against Iran, which hangs more gay people from a single crane every day than the Saudis have ever chopped up in their consulates. Weird, but the elite are totally mad about Donald Trump pulling out of the we'll pay you mullahs to get nukes slightly slower deal, and these same people are now demanding that we ditch our primary ally against Tehran. If I were cynical, this is like a wheelbarrow of crap. But I'm not cynical. Their motive is for trying to destroy the U.S.-Israeli-Saudi alliance against the mullahs is totally what they care about, this sketchy dude who none of us ever heard of before last week. And Chet, of course, Chet the Unicorn agrees. And it's all Trump's fault because Trump is magical and omnipotent, and he personally approves Arab Hiptin operations in Asia Minor. Or maybe it's Jared Kushner who did it. It's hard to know which of the White House masterminds, who we are simultaneously informed are scatterbrained halfwits all at the same time, is pulling the strings around the world. Because, you know, no neo-dark age potentate ever murdered anybody until pantsuit lost. So this whole thing is pretty stupid, and I'm not going to be a part of it. And I refuse to care that the president made a crack about that congressman who tossed around that reporter a million years ago. I don't care about that. I refuse to pretend that some harmless gag is a declaration of open season on the fourth estate, especially when the media's squeeing in giddy delight at leftist polls, actual calls for violence and intimidation. It was a joke. It was kind of funny, and that horrifies Jim Acosta and the rest of the dancing dillweeds of the press, and that's too damn bad. I don't care. If you think that makes me a bad person, well, good. Then you won't try to hang around me. I reserve the right to decide what I care about. My caring, my choice. And I think I'll care about things that matter to me, not things that the left wants me to care about. I care about the interests of the United States more than the interests of foreign countries. I care about Americans not being murdered here more than foreigners being murdered somewhere else. I don't care about the media's peeves and whining. It brought up all its misfortune upon itself with its bias, incompetence, and general scuzziness. I don't care about global warming. I'll drive a gas guzzler if I feel like it. I don't care about someone's preferred pronouns. He or she, pick one. I don't care about illegal alien sob stories. Go home. I don't care about people who feel unsafe, unhappy, or in love because of what I think, do, and say. Too bad. I will think and do and say what I please. I don't care because I don't feel like hearing about your pet outrages. And you can't make me care about them, no matter what you do. This mindset, if we were all to adopt that mindset, you know what would happen to the left. If they came to all of us and simultaneously came at us, and they all found out we feel this way about them and about their causes and about what they care about. Do you know what their reaction would be? They would internally combust in right in front of us. It'd be just like in Blade when he sticks the flying dagger frisbee thing in them. They would just turn into cinders. It would be shocking. Can you imagine? So, that's what I advocate for. I advocate for not caring. I don't care. You know, Khashoggi, when you get out there and you're going against the government, and you're going against an Islamic government, and then the Islamic government acts like an Islamic government. And listen, the Saudis in the Middle East are the closest thing to a decent actor there is. And they're horrible. Without a doubt, they are horrible. Being a woman in Saudi Arabia is bad. Being, being gay in Saudi Arabia is bad. All of these pet things that the left claims they want to be involved in and to champion is bad in Saudi Arabia. And that makes things difficult. But at the same time, they have stood by us. They have let us fly over the airspace. They have, and they're holding the line in certain cases. And unless we want to see a nuclear war come out of the Middle East, we have to do that in the meantime. And on the other hand, we got our own problems to worry about. Everybody complains about being the police of the world. How about let's stop them? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.